episode 233. I'm your host, Hector, along with...
I'm Jason.
And Matt.
And Mind Grenade is a pop culture-based show that dives into TV, movies, music, comics, and a whole lot more. And this is a special episode. This is we have guests.
And Ian's not here.
Oh, that makes it even more special.
Yeah, of course.
we have guests, and we are also guests.
Yeah. It's a double It's a double guesting.
It's like a guest circle jerk.
Yeah, yeah. So let's introduce our guests here. This is from Let's Talk About Stuff podcast. We've had one of the hosts on multiple times on Mind Grenade, but this is the first time for Let's Talk About Stuff's other co-hosts, Stephen Fisher and Brent Hibbert, are here.
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Yay!
Woo! I'm so excited.
Stephen has had his Mind Grenade cherry popped.
Oh, guys,
I'm sorry. You'll never get that back, man.
No.
Who? Get a mop.
Oh no!
Yeah, it is everywhere.
So the reason for us all joining together here, Jason, I was going to let you kind of explain what's going on.
Yeah. So today we're going to do we're going to start with talking a little pop culture, but then we're going to do a pop culture draft, something that Brent and Steven do on Let's Talk About Stuff. And today we're going to do a we're going to be making our own horror movie. Do you guys want to describe what kind of what you guys do a little bit? But it's going to be Cabin in the Woods horror movie style team that we're going to pick. And then we are going to move on and possibly do a horror movie trivia there at the end. So you guys want to talk about a little bit about the pop culture drafts you guys do?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't come here for that. Look, I didn't realize this was going to be this line of questioning.
Oh.
We're wildly uncomfortable discussing our podcast.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys can see, but they're all of that out. Consulting with their lawyers right now.
Oh yes, yes.
So, go ahead, Brent.
Okay. We occasionally do this thing called the pop culture fantasy draft, where we take characters from different franchises and put together a team of sorts. I think we did it on episode 156. It's what Stephen and I consider our only good episode of Let's Talk About Stuff. But it was a good one. And we put together a team of characters from animation, television, movies, all of this stuff. Stephen's was to hang out with in a basement. Mine was a team of like the Ninja Turtle like character archetypes plus like three others. And after that, we did a TV family fantasy draft where we built our own family from TV characters. So that's what we're going to be doing today with Cabin in the Woods style archetypes. Right, Stephen, can you get into that?
Yeah. So basically the idea is that the character roles that we are filling go in the order of the five teenagers that were killed in that movie and then the killer at the end. So we're going to do the athlete, the virgin, the scholar, the whore, the fool, and the killer. So everybody will have six choices. And as we go through, we'll have to figure out how we're going to do kind of a round robin thing for each of us. Because once a character is taken, you can't use that one. Someone else can't use that. And also, you can only choose one character from a property. So can't choose like a whole bunch, like the whole cast of Friends. Brent, can't do that.
I got to change my list. Hold on.
Yeah.
Now, what about the whole cast of Scooby-Doo? Because otherwise, I have to leave.
That'd be good, though.
Yeah, which is essentially
way too easy,
right? This is not, isn't that what the Cabin in the Woods essentially was?
I mean,
right?
Basically,
That was a. By the way, that was a fantastic movie.
It was
the Scooby-Doo movie.
The second one.
Okay.
The second Scooby-Doo.
I agree. The first one wasn't too good.
No, Cabin in the Woods was fantastic.
Cabin in the Woods is great, yeah. Mm-hmm. I still remember my experience going to the theater for that, and it had been delayed, and then it was I just heard cool things about it. I didn't know what I really was going into, you know.
What was the delay? I do remember that.
Brent and I had talked about that. Yeah, it was like it was owned by MGM, and MGM went bankrupt,
okay,
or something like that, and so they put it on the shelf for a while. It was supposed to come out in like 2009. That's when it was shot. It came out in 2012.
Yeah,
and it was the same thing with the Red Dawn remake, both Chris Hemsworth movies that ended up coming out when he was in the Avengers, but he had made years previously. It was so weird.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of a fluke, but it worked, you know.
That happens sometimes. Like, some big star, you know, their star is skyrocketing, And then these like direct-to-video movies just drop all the time. And they're like, "Wait a minute, on?
Yeah."
They anyway.
This episode, this episode's going to be direct to VHS. Actually,
this episode, right?
Yeah.
So. That's an upgrade, actually.
I would like one of those copies.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty cool to be like on a VHS tape. I'm down with that.
Yeah. You know, a little side note. Matt's been listening to your guys' podcast, Let's Talk About Stuff, and he mentioned recently on one of our episodes that, you know, when you first listen to an episode, depending on the co-host, sometimes...
I know where you're going with this. Yeah. I have a solution.
Okay.
You can finish, and then I'll tell you the solution.
Where their voices are, if they're similar voices, and you're first listening to it, you have a hard time. That's why I wanted to, when I called on Brent, I was like, just so people know that that's mm-hmm. Brent speaking, mm-hmm. and yes, you guys do have similar voices there. Once you listen to it enough, then you're like, okay, that's who that is. And that happened to me with the Hideous Energy guys, the guys that kind of birthed our podcast mm-hmm. or inspired our podcasts, both ours. It's funny how, you know. But go ahead, Matt.
Oh yeah, so it's especially hard since we can't see either of you.
Right.
So I was wondering if you guys could sing the entirety of Ebony and Ivory, and each one of you can do one of the parts, and then we'll know who's who.
Well, how about this instead? This voice you're hearing right now is Brent, and this voice is Steven, and I love Katy Perry.
You son of a bitch!
Who said that? That was that third voice. What was that?
That was
weird. Your dick about to punch you in the chin. You better watch it, Brent. You better watch it.
I'm on notice.
You know, Brent and I have talked about this before. Because
what? Grace?
Oh, sorry, got to hop on that
another
real quick.
Co-host.
That's Train. He comes and visits sometimes.
Yeah. I like that. That's
there's also his shock. Best friend Truck backing up, and a small motor vehicle accident.
Yeah.
Yes,
we got compliments recently about our professionalism here.
Yeah, the train outside.
They're train.
They're definitely talking about the train.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, you guys just mentioned Matt mentioned as I was walking in that I was wearing gray sweatpants, and of course both of us listened to the last episode.
Hey.
So yeah.
Good.
So Brent, I did it for you, buddy. Yep.
Hey, I appreciate it. You know, show off a little bit for Hector. You know, it's fine. It's all good.
Yeah, I got it.
But yeah, November 1st, Sunday, November 1st. Fellas, throw on your gray sweatpants. Get out in the world, you know.
Give
some other people a treat. That's all I'm saying.
Let silhouette
joy to the world.
Yeah.
It's one of the few things that we can do. So get out there.
Get to show off the topography, so to speak, right? Like one of those.
Yeah,
the old...
a little bit of camel tail, if you can.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Like those old classroom globes, you know, that had the mountain ranges where you could kind of see the elevation and you could feel it, you know? The head for the mountains.
See his wrinkles.
Yeah, head That's for right. the mountains of bush or full bush, right? Since, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like encouraging people to feel it might be a step too far.
Well, I'm just talking about the globe that you could feel, but yeah. You're right. That's a little too much. A little too much. Get a real back.
So November 2nd, who's bailing Jason out of jail?
No, I'm not going to be asking people to do that, man.
Brent's like, all I did was suggest that you wear gray sweatpants, and Jason started giving everybody lap dances. You're like, too far.
I just took it and rolled with it right down the tracks like this train.
He underestimated the power of the sweatpant.
I did. Yeah, it took me over completely. I can't even control myself anymore.
All right, guys. So we wanted to get into a little bit just kind of random pop culture talk right now.
Or? You know, I watched something pretty, a movie that's actually just recently just dropped for streaming, Love and Monsters. Have you guys heard of this movie at all?
No.
Like just?
Heard of it.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly when, but I decided to watch it because it's something, like my son and I like to go to the movie theater. And obviously that hasn't happened for a long time now. So I was looking for something that possibly, you know, that we could watch together. And this movie looked to me like Zombieland, like the PG version of it. And I watched it. I thought it was like, well, it'd probably be appropriate for my son. But then I end up watching it, and yeah, for sure it is. So, like, yeah, it just came out this year. Michael Rooker is in it. And then Dylan O'Brien from Maze Runner is in it as well. So it's like a... apocalyptic film, but instead of zombies it's monsters. So but when you watch this movie, it very much feels derivative of the Zombieland movie, for sure. It is pretty much a PG version of that, where you have like your Woody Harrelson character, where the survivalist that Michael Rooker plays, plus somebody trying to, you know, traverse the landscape and survive and stuff. So the same thing. So Dylan O'Brien's character reaches out 7 years later and finds his girlfriend, who's ends up only being about 85 miles away, bunkered down like he is, and he goes out to try to find her, basically get to her with all these monsters, and I won't say where they come from, basically have taken over the Earth, and most of the world's population is gone at this point.
Is it jokey? Is it a comedy?
It's very much, yeah, very much. It feels just like Zombieland. Mm-hmm. Basically, in most ways, except for its, you know, dialed down being a PG movie, a PG-13, I think it is. Reminds me a little bit of the, have you guys seen the Hunt for the Wilder People, Taika Waititi movie? Man, that is such a good movie. I watched that movie just recently because I liked Jojo Rabbit so much. So it's got the kid actor Julian Dennison, right, from Deadpool 2. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I think he's going to be in the new Godzilla versus Kong movie that's coming out too as well.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. I like that kid.
Mm-hmm. So have you guys watched anything recently? Horror genre otherwise?
Well, I definitely wanted to bring up, not something I watched, but I did get a chance to listen to your Ask Matt Anything episode this morning.
Sorry.
At least our segment of it.
Yeah.
And first off, I wanted to bring up, you mentioned Stinkor. I had never heard of this, but fascinated by this.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, leave the like obscure 80s characters to Jason.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was really random, but the fact that they would actually make that and like that it's like patchouli scented is mind blowing to me. I didn't know we had scented toys as kids. Mm-hmm. I missed out on that the whole thing. But I mean, Black Widow was an inspired choice. I wanted to definitely mention her.
Yeah.
Because the compact leather situation keep all of that sweatiness in.
Yeah.
And then. A quote that I thought was really great, and I think this would be good for just like a tagline for our show, is it's not the stinky butthole Brett and Steven we're looking for, or we're going for.
Oh, we had to isolate that then.
It was really quite great listening to you guys talk about that. And then we haven't even started talking about metaphysical buttholes leading into the ultimate choice of the Big Bang.
The butthole.
Was an inspired choice.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Yes, I wasn't expecting that. It's such a great question, and it was answered, and that was our first question for that episode. That's the second time we've done the Ask Matt, and then we still had questions that we didn't get to, right?
We still have more. Yeah.
So for future episodes,
awesome.
It was perfect question because Matt always says that I say Ask Matt instead of Ask Matt. So
yeah, I still think you guys are saying Ask Matt right now.
Well, I thought Hector did just a second ago. So I'm with you. Yeah.
Ask Matt. Maybe we should just change it. We should just change it to Ask Matt.
I'm down.
Yeah.
It's still an AMA.
Considering Jason's submitting most of the questions, I think they're all going to be ass related anyway.
Yeah. Or, you know, scrotum related. You know, I just discovered recently there's this show, and this is like old news, but there's a show that was in Britain called Scrotal Recall, which is like a perfect name for a show, right?
I'm sad that already exists. Yeah, that's a great name.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to delete my screenplay.
It was about a guy who discovers he has chlamydia, and so each episode is him. It's him having to tell each of his sexual encounters of the first, third, or fourth, 69th kind. I don't know how do you say that, but anyway, so each person he's had the sex with recently, he has to go out and he has to call. So each episode is a sexual encounter's name, and then the story goes back and shows you how he ends up having sexual relations with the girl, and it's really funny. And then he has the caller at the end of him. But Netflix took the show and then they changed the name. So on Netflix, it's now Lovesick.
So oh, I've seen that too.
Yeah, so they changed the name. They had a perfect name, and then they were like, nope. So, oh man, after I saw that, I was like, I'm not watching the show. I am boycotting the show because of the name change. There's no way. And then I, of course, after reading what the show is about, I was like, I kind of want to watch the show.
So. Did you mail them like a 30-page manifesto that was just like raging about using the word scrotum?
Yes.
Like, how could you take scrotum?
I also hand drew a bunch of scrotums in the manifesto when I sent it to him as well.
I figured that.
Well, I mean, you posed for it, Matt. You know about it. So anyway, so they changed it because they thought the word of mouth would suffer because of the name of the show. But as of right now, I wouldn't be talking about it if it wasn't been named Scrotal Recall. So. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Netflix, what's your problem?
So you like the feeling of that word in your mouth?
Scrotal recall. I do like I like the feeling of scrotal recall in my mouth, yes. For sure.
All right.
But, you know, it's not about me. It's not about me, obviously. It was about Netflix.
Well, I feel like I really Love Sick doesn't – I don't think I would watch that show, but scrotal recall and, that really grabbed me by this scrotum.
Yeah.
Yeah. It pulled me into the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was, and I want to look around. You know,
take a gander. Yeah,
take a gander. Exactly.
You never know what you might see. I read recently there was this. There's a criminal that had gotten away, and actually this was in Britain as well. And then they have, of course, police use drones now that search for people that they're looking for. And they had the British police had these drones in the air, and they were looking for this suspect that had escaped. And they just when they were coming across this field, they discovered somebody had mowed a giant penis and scrotum into a field. And so it makes me wonder, did the criminal or the suspect, were they running across the field, and all of a sudden they were like, oh, there's a mower. I have an idea. And then, 5 minutes flat, they just like mow this giant phallus into the field real quick. And then the drones come over and they're like, is that a dick? Holy shit. And they're just hovering there and he's like running away. Like, it worked.
I like to picture some guy who lived by himself, and every week he would go out there and cut the same penis into the field. And he was just waiting for that one day. And then he was sitting on his couch and he heard the drone buzz by and he's like, today's your day. And he ran out and laughed to himself while the drones flew over.
Mm-hmm. Brent, I bet you have a theory of how this occurred.
Look, I'll be honest. It was me, and I've already apologized for this to the authorities.
So you'll draw it bigger next time, right?
It's just something I do for fun. It's a little something for me, you know. Nobody's getting hurt, you know. Is it my fault that drones are everywhere now? No, of course not. Why would it be?
Mm-mm.
But, I mean, if you have the opportunity to draw a dick in your own yard, mow it into your grass, you got to go for it.
That's true.
What being a homeowner is about. Exactly.
Yeah, it is. It is.
No homeowner.
No, yeah, no. I have a homeowners, and I've never seen that in my homeowners association, so I don't think there's anything that's stopping me from, mowing a giant phallus into my yard.
There's nothing in the rule book that says a dog can't play basketball. There's nothing in the association manual that said you can't mow a dick into your yard.
Yeah, obviously Air Bud. There's, you can't keep Air Bud away. If Air Bud wants to come over and visit, no.
Oh, man,
no.
I'll have to add Air Bud into my pop culture draft. I forget.
Damn it.
Ironically.
Mine is all the different Air Buds.
Ironically, he might be in mine. So we'll wait and see. Okay, all right. Yeah, so.
100% Air Bud has to be a strain of weed, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, yes.
Wow. What a missed opportunity there. Yeah.
So if you smoke it, you think you are a dog playing basketball?
Yeah.
Not just a dog.
Because I would smoke that.
Yeah. It comes in phases.
I got to slam some dunks right now.
It comes in phases.
Yeah, if you don't smoke enough, you just think you're a dog. The basketball comes later.
For sure.
Yeah, gotcha.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we want to get to our pop culture draft, or do we have anything else to any other pop culture-y type stuff? I really don't have, other than that I'm excited for The Mandalorian to come out in a couple weeks.
That's true.
I'm going to cancel my HBO Max to then pick up Disney Plus. That's how I've been doing my streaming.
The cycle.
I can only do so many streaming services at once. The one that always gets neglected by me is Amazon Prime. And Amazon Prime's got some really good shows, historically. But it's Netflix is the mainstay. I got Hulu. That's kind of a mainstay only because I share it with my parents, and I feel guilty if I take it away, then my dad's gonna be like, "Oh, what happened to Hulu?" And what else? So then the HBO Max, Why did I get HBO Max? I forget why.
Because it's awesome.
Well, there's something that got me to pick it up.
This, was this it raised month. By
was
wolves?
It, was it was it Jason? Was it Jason?
You?
Jason?
Don't admit to that.
Jason? Was it Jason?
You Jason or
yeah,
like
me Jason? Freddy? No, I'm referring to myself into.
Oh,
the,
I don't know
the,
if you're talking about
the 69th person, the
killer from Crystal Lake. That's not on my pop culture.
Oh
graph.
Yeah, that's also me.
No, but, I forget why, but my plan, because HBO Max is like $14.99 or something like that, right? It's a little bit pricier than the other ones.
I get mine included with my satellite TV because I live in archaic times where I live.
Yeah, so I'm once the Mandalorian comes back in about a week, 2 weeks, something like that, then I'll get rid of the HBO Max and then pick up the Mandalorian, you know. But it's just we've had this discussion, Matt, where like Disney, sure they have all the Disney stuff on there and the Marvel and the Star Wars, but really there isn't anything on there.
If you don't have kids, there's not enough content for it to be like a full.
Other than the Mandalorian, and even that, I know you're kind of lukewarm on the Mandalorian.
They can still win me back.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. That's why I keep having.
Was that a pun, Luke? Lukewarm.
Oh,
like
yeah,
Luke
exactly. That's how I meant. Lower. Yeah.
Okay.
You're so clever, Hector.
Yeah. Leia, no, I can't work Leia. Anything.
Man, if you had done that though.
Yeah. No, but
lay it on me.
What about you guys? Are you guys excited for this Star Wars TV show and The Mandalorian at all, or were you guys fans of the first season?
I liked the first season. Yeah, I liked the first one. I do the same thing where I've been like hopping from different streaming services. I have Shudder right now for Halloween stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, that's actually my favorite one so far. Just the style of it and the stuff they have, and it's like $5 a month. So it's like
are you listening to? Are you listening to Erie, Indiana? The DC Hopkins podcast, his other podcast, David Hopkins' horror podcast.
Erie International.
I said Indiana.
International.
Right? See, because the reason I said Indiana
is
because he's from Indiana, and that always fucks me up. I remember when me and Brent recorded last time, I wrote it down with like extra asterisks next to it. I was like, do not fuck that up. It's Erie International. Because what's the cool thing
David
about.
David gets pissed. Yeah. He sends death threats all the time.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. Oh. That's funny. That's an aspect of that podcast, Erie International, because David's from Indiana, but the other co-hosts are from other parts of the world, right? Is that not?
Yeah. There's like Germany, Andy in Germany, and then Dave in
Indiana England. Too. Yeah, the other Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Too. North Indiana.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust things that Brent says.
I'm pretty sure that's correct.
Steven,
I don't want to step on any toes, but Steven, I've been on their show.
He knows how it goes.
A little bit more about geography than you do. Okay.
So Steven, you do listen to that podcast?
I don't listen to any podcast.
No. Oh, okay. You're one of these guys.
Here's the thing. I just kind of stopped for a while. I listened to a few episodes of your guys' now. Even ours, like I listen to parts that I think are funny and then I turn it off, you know. Erie International, those are good friends of ours. I've listened to like segments of theirs, but there's definitely like episodes I need to go like catch up on, specific ones that I like. Like they just did The Day of the Triffids, which I grew up on watching with my dad. That's one of my dad's favorite B movies. And I was like, you guys are doing that? That's amazing. So I need to go listen to that one too. But those are great guys and everything, but was there a specific episode you were bringing that up?
No. I just you said you using Shudder. That's a horror based streaming service, right?
Yeah.
So it's I didn't know if when I'm on Twitter, sometimes I see that those guys on that podcast can bring up. It's hot, you know. It's October, so
yeah,
they're watching a bunch of movies probably off of that streaming site.
Yeah, Shudder has. I like it because it has a lot of. Like classic movies and stuff, and then some. Like they have Eli Roth's History of Horror. It was it premiered on AMC, but I saw it on Shudder because now it's like an exclusive to them. And for being so cheap, it's like you get like a week free, and then it's like $5 or $6 a month. So I always do it like every October, and I got it in September this year. But going off of that too, I had stopped HBO for a while. I stopped Disney for a while, but it's like I've been waiting on shows to come back. But I really hate how they release things like week to week. I just don't have the stamina for that. So The Mandalorian, I heard it's actually going through most of November is like it's releasing week to week. So I'm like, I'm going to wait till like December 1st. And I'm going to get Disney again, you know, when it's all out or something.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for it for sure.
Yeah. You know, Steven, that it seems like that's happening more and more because, like, The Boys on Amazon, yeah. I've noticed they're releasing it sequentially. And then some of these HBO Max shows, like Lovecraft Country and Raised by Wolves, where, like, you get, like, three episodes and a couple episodes. And then, where Amazon exclusively, basically before, was just dropping everything at once, just unloading, you know, their load all at once onto the streaming service. So.
The Boys is a good one. Like, I had rewatched that first season, getting excited for them releasing the new one, and then it was week by week, and I watched the first episode, and then I just stopped. I just couldn't. I was like, I don't have. Like, I wanted to keep going with that story. I want that story over with. So I'm fine if they want to release it that way, but I also just want to know so I can wait. So now that all The Boys are out, right. I'm gonna go watch that now that I can binge it. But that's just my preferred method now. I'm like, 2020 could end at any moment. Mm-hmm. Give me the whole story. I could die in the middle of The Boys.
Yeah.
The so, Boys are out.
That's just my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm such a Star Wars geek, though. So if they want to release The Mandalorian, like, two at a time, one at a time, five at a time, all at once every month, I would still watch it. Like, I'm a sucker for anything Star Wars. Good, bad, and the ugly, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to eat it up.
Mm-hmm. That Christmas special.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen that probably at least 54 times.
Oh, yeah. since me and Brent are outnumbered here, the darkies over here, the lead actor in The Mandalorian is a Hispanic guy from Chile, I think he is, right? Or Chilean, I think. What's the actor's name?
Pedro Pascal, right?
Pedro Pascal, yeah. I mean, that's a nice Hispanic.
Also from North Indiana.
Is
look
he?
It up.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll be down. Brent, I remember Brent the first time I had him on Mind Grenade. He was a little nervous, you know. Then we didn't know each other.
Should be very intimidating.
Yeah, for sure. Right. You know, because I had my producer hat on, but I was also trying to, you know, make jokes and stuff. But it was a little hard at first. And Brent made a racial joke, which I'm a huge fan of. I love racial jokes. And but I didn't.
Wait,
I didn't
say.
I forget. It made it onto the recording, but like I acknowledged it and then just moved past it. And I was like, after the recording, I was like, oh shit! I hope he didn't think I got offended by whatever the joke was. And it was mild. Whatever, you know, it wasn't anything kind of just shockingly, you know, offensive or anything. Like most of your guys' shows, no. I just out of curiosity, because both my parents are from Puerto Rico. Brent, what's your kind of background history there? I know this has nothing to do with pop culture. This is just something, an aside that I just kind of wanted to. What's your background?
My entire family was white. I was just left out in the sun too long as a child, and it just kind of baked into my
like
DNA.
Baked potato,
ethnic bacon.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Just like maybe not as like fuzzy, but still certainly brown. Of course, you know, as it's turning closer and more into the winter months, you know, all my tan will lighten up just a little bit. But for whatever reason, my nipples super brown. I don't know why.
Distractingly brown.
Oh, distractingly brown. Some reviewers have said. back the only time we were Stephen and I our podcast Let's Talk About Stuff was mentioned in Rolling Stone. It was mentioned as disturbingly brown nipples. Like that was like the main review. Still
was
like
our, that was all like our Jagged Little Pill.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
It's
right.
A big album for us.
Jagged Little Nipples.
Yeah.
No, but I'm South Asian, part South Asian. I'm like a what do we call it? Like a Heinz 57, like a hodgepodge of different ethnicities, but primarily like 50% South Asian, like Indian.
Okay, and, yeah.
Then a bunch of like mixed up white shit, and then like Black Dutch, which is like a darker skin version of Dutch people or whatever.
Wow.
So, yeah, I ordered some clogs. They should be here next week, but I'm going to go in and cancel the order so it doesn't disturb anyone's ability to vote by mail.
So if you took some kind of like a... So genetic testing, like what is that called? You took it, Jason.
Ancestry.com?
Ancestry. Yeah. It sounded like you said Ancestry. There
Ancestry. Well, I also submitted my DNA to Ancestry.com. I will not share those
that's
results.
That's
on
the
air.
Regional variant of Ancestry.com.
But it sounds like if if Brent sent his DNA into Ancestry.com, like it would just like it would get there and it would just explode because it'd be like a little bit of everything. It's South Asian, Black, Dutch, he said.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Much more interesting than mine that actually called me names, white names, whenever my results came back. And it's like, dude, you are very white.
It came with like a package of saltines.
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah. It came with a package of saltines.
It did. Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, my God, we figured it out.
All right.
Thank you for saying that. Wait, real quick, because whenever you mentioned Brent saying a racial joke, I was going to say, did it end in saltines? But I didn't know if that was why or not. And then you did it. So thank you.
I forget what it was. It wasn't anything current, like that would get us canceled or get Brent canceled.
I think I just mentioned that you and I were both brown.
It was something
We figured we'd do a mashup episode so we could get both podcasts canceled at one time. It's much more efficient that way.
Effective, yeah.
This is what does it.
So we veered off the pop culture stuff quite a bit there. So we're going to kind of roll back into it and maybe get our pop culture graph kind of going.
Cool.
Yeah, sounds good.
Jason,
should we say that we're doing like the first three of the six on your show,
and then
people can check out episode 167 of Let's Talk About Stuff for the last continuation. Three.
And then
super satisfying for both sets of our listeners.
Yeah.
However, if you listen to only one of our shows, it might be infuriating. That's all right.
So can you guys, Jason and Brent and Steven, if you guys can kind of set up the whole thing, I'm going to hit the bathroom. Okay. Get some coffee.
We're going to put that on recording as well. It'll just be kind of background noise, a little background noise to what I'm describing the drug.
So he's definitely like pooping, right? Yeah. Like that's the main thing.
There was a serious look of urgency as he ran off. So
maybe 15 minutes. Sweet.
You know what? I'm supposed to be describing the draft right now, but I got to get you guys' opinion on something real quick because we just mentioned pooping. So public restroom etiquette. So pooping, nobody really likes to do number two in a public restroom, but sometimes like me, when you're like 25 minutes away from home, you're in a store. You're having to do the butt squeeze, and you're like, I'm not going to make it. So you have to go in there, sit down, and then get started with the little baby sharts, how's that going? Baby sharts, poo, 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 poo. Matt, can you help me with the song?
I hate that song.
Okay, thank you. So,
yes,
anyway, there's this person like two stalls down that's having this like rapid fire text message conversation with their ringer all the way up. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, cause you sit down, it's whether it's going to be like 2 minutes, 5 minutes. And I was like, I might be in here for 10 minutes. So, and like, it kept going and going. So like, I'm not a passive aggressive person, but I turned on my ringer and I purposely started a text message conversation with someone else with my ringer all the way up. My ringer is actually Yoda laughing. So if somebody was just standing in the restroom, they set out these stalls, it was like, and bing, ding, 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 ding. So it sounded like Yoda, like slowly making love to a dinner bell or something like that. But I mean, I don't know that is, your ringer up like a text messaging while you're in a public restroom, is that like proper etiquette of like,
how do you know he was on his phone? Maybe he just had an extremely pleasing anal sound as he passed.
He had a lot of dinging going on.
He got one of those bells installed in the butthole.
What happened now?
A butthole bell.
We're talking about buttholes. There was like a 99% chance if you guessed what we were talking about, you were going to get it right.
Okay. Sorry about that. That was a little curtailing. So, I don't think...
So that's how the fantasy draft is going to work.
Yeah.
Yep. We're all going to...
Anyway. So pop culture draft, we're going to do it. We're going to make our own horror movie, and then we're going to do it in the style setup of Cabin in the Woods movie. So we're going to build our own Cabin in the Woods style horror movie team. So like Steven said, we're going to draft the athlete, the virgin, the scholar, the whore, the fool, and then our killer, who's going to kill either all or some of our characters, depending on what we want to do. So the rules are you cannot pick anyone else's pick that's already been picked, and you also cannot pick two characters from the same movie or cartoon or comic or so on and so forth. So, and then they'll be put into our own little fun horror movie. Do you guys, am I missing any rules or anything here, guys?
I would only say to clarify that, each of us can have a Ninja Turtle universe character, but I can't have like two Ninja Turtle characters.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like, if that makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't double dip into your own franchise, but someone else can.
And this will be the first three. The athlete, the virgin, and the scholar will be on this episode, and then the other.
And then
the whore, the fool, and the killer will be on.
Let's talk about stuff. Yeah. That's right. I figure, since this is kind of your guys' segment, that we'd start with you guys. So I kind of wrote down a draft order.
Yeah.
Here, I've got Steven going up first. Sorry, Brent. Yep. And then Brent, Hector, me, and then Matt's going to be last. So when Matt, when you draft your athlete, you'll get to go first on the next one.
Got it.
So you'll you'll kick us off. Back. Yeah, you'll kick us off with the next one. So, all right.
Cool.
Well, what do you think, Steven? Are you ready to do an athlete?
Let's do an athlete. Let's do an athlete because my athlete's pretty attractive. Guys, I'm going to start this off with a bang. I'm doing Greg Janko from 21 Jump Street, Mr. Channing Tatum himself.
Oh,
I almost picked him.
I almost picked him for something else.
Yeah. Yeah, this be interesting. I have a lot of, I hope you guys too, I have a lot of interesting choices I feel throughout, but this one I went straight up muscles and a little bit of funniness in there too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we better say that since we're making a horror movie, these characters do not have to be part of a horror movie or other franchise.
Yeah, just whoever you want to bring in, fictional character.
Yep, and then
that's good because literally none of my characters have anything to do with horror.
Yeah, not a lot of mine either. Yeah, and then when we're all said and done, we'll have the chance to kind of give out our favorite backups if we want as well, the ones that we didn't get to draft. So,
yeah, any good ones? Mm-hmm.
Okay,
all right.
So am I next? I'm next, right?
Yeah.
So me, Brent, for my athlete, I'm going big as well. I'm going to go with Wonder Woman. As my athlete. Look, she's grew up
good
on
choice.
Themyscira, you know. She's out there doing Greek wrestling and just doing weird like karate chops as a child, watching other people. Yeah. Like it's bred into the Amazons. They're just superior athletes.
Here's 100%. What a horrible man I am. Just I'm in the middle of drawing Wonder Woman. And I'm drawing it, and I'm pretty proud of the drawing so far. I'm at the stage now where I'm done with the penciling, and I'm getting to the coloring.
You're at the stage where you like redraw the breasts like 30 times.
Yeah, that's
like,
exactly.
No, a little bit bigger.
That's where I was getting to.
Isn't
man.
It?
Yeah.
Isn't it like one breast? Isn't the Amazonian?
This is might definitely get me canceled. Themyscira, the island that they live on, the little civilization, and they've got the Wonder Woman's race of. Women warriors. They're so efficient. they're so efficient. Like they're so advanced. Even though they kind of live in like old kind of like they have all the warrior stuff on and do their periods all line up and it doesn't become a problem since they're all lined up every month, right? Like
they just go to war every month. Like at once.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, I think the reverse happens. I think since it's not disruptive throughout the entire like month. I guess it's like since they all have it all at once, then it makes everything efficient. Everything works like clockwork, like everything else. Like not just like the trains run on time. Everything like you know what I'm saying? Just like.
The bowel movements are regular.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
And that was Hector's music.
Yeah.
Are you? Is that in the drawing?
That's what I think about when I'm
commission?
By when I'm by myself.
Yeah, he likes to
here,
get in their heads.
Yeah, when I'm by myself here drawing, one of the coolest characters in comics. But yeah, I'm sitting there, and that's the type of thoughts that come to my head at 3 in the morning when I'm here by myself drawing. So I am definitely ashamed of that I went down that that road when I was thinking about the all woman civilization. Just you'd think that came to mind. I'm sorry.
So anyway, just
Hector,
to clarify,
Hector,
go ahead,
Hector. Is this your way of saying that you've run out of red markers?
yeah. Oh,
no. Send more red markers.
Yeah. So,
if you'd like to donate red markers to Mind Grenade Podcast, please.
Is there a specific portrayal of Wonder Woman you're thinking about, or is it Hector's uni menstrual cycle Wonder Woman?
Yeah, the latter. Yeah. So I'm probably not done embarrassing myself. Unless you had more there, Brent, I was going to...
I don't know how I could possibly top that.
So yeah. Okay, so mine... I'm next, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so my... let's see. My contribution to my movie, my first athlete character, will be Kit from Knight Rider. Is my athlete. I'm glad I got the react. Yeah. I mean, so
you picked a robot car, but not a transformer.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So it can't actually like work out.
Come on.
No, I'm with it though.
No, but it's super fast.
That guy's an athlete.
Yeah, right? I mean, obviously.
Get that quarter mile kind of...
I'm picturing the cabin room from the movie, and he's just kind of in there, up on the couch, because he like literally can't fit in the room with all the furniture.
He's got one of them bandanas.
Like a bandana wrapped around the car.
Yeah, with the little light flashing. Mm-hmm. That's my... I don't know if I... embarrass myself even more than
excellent.
My Wonder Woman.
No, you great. Unembarrassed how, yourself. So wait, what part of the menstrual cycle would Kit be on though?
Yeah.
I want to know how. Yeah, I want to know how this car is getting murdered during this movie.
Embarrassingly, yeah.
Is the killer going to siphon the gas out of him?
Oh yes, siphoning. Gas siphoning is a part of the Mind Grenade podcast. I don't know if you guys knew this.
Yeah, long time running joke there. All right, so that's mine. My athlete is Kit from Knight Rider. Who is also racist too? Did you guys know that? As a Dave Chappelle skit from back in the day, it was like Hollywood characters that were racist, or Hollywood sidekicks or animals or something like that. They're racist. Like Flipper was racist. what is it? The German Shepherd Tintin I think was racist. Oh, but then they also drew in Kit from Knight Rider. And Kit turns to Michael and goes, "Hey, Puerto Ricans are racist, Michael." Or no, it did say, "Puerto Ricans are lazy, Michael." And it's like,
oh my god,
yeah.
You're like harsh.
Yeah. Anyway, so go ahead, Jason. You're next there.
Okay, for my athlete, I'm gonna go with Bobby Boucher Jr. from Waterboy.
Oh,
so nice. I've thought about how my characters might die in my movie. So you know, the killer's coming after him. He visualizes his mama's face on the killer. You know that woman's the devil, Bobby. And then, so then he'll initially take out the killer with something's wrong with his medulla oblongata kind of tackle. But then eventually the killer will get the best of him, and then he'll drown him in Gatorade, while saying water sucks. It really, really sucks.
Classic.
My kills are not going to be just physical. They're going to be psychological. I'm going to kill my characters wholly, not just, physically, but emotionally as well. And then I just killed
Gatorade
the podcast.
Drowning. No. Gatorade drowning sounds really horrendous to me. Like, water drowning already sounds pretty bad, but then it's, like, sticky. Orange flavored. Like, I just don't want that much flavor being the last thing that goes through my mind.
That is what I am.
I feel like there's something we need to explore, which is at the end of every football game, whenever a coach gets Gatorade dumped on them, is that just the players simply trying to murder their coach?
Waterboarding.
It's waterboarding. Yeah. Steven beat me to it. Yeah, it's definitely waterboarding. Yeah.
Gatorade boarding.
That's
What would the best flavor be to drown someone?
I think if you really want to piss them off, lemon. Nobody likes lemon.
Yeah.
That's just it's undesirable.
Kind of drown with like a puckered face on it because it's a little sour, you know?
What if it's a flavor you do like? What if it's your favorite flavor? You're like, oh, shit.
Ooh, fierce grape.
No, wait a minute. that is one of my irrational fears is that is not...
Drowning in Gatorade?
Well, just dying in an embarrassing fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's dying, you know, and we don't, not, you know, we all... spoiler alert, we're all gonna die, that's a fear. But then like the fear of like falling out of a plane with no chute and then landing on two elephants fucking, like,
that's amazing.
I've
been planning my death for a long time.
Yeah, he died doing what he loved. I mean, like,
I guess, but that's not real. It's really not up to you where you land at that point, you know? Like,
yeah.
I feel like if you got struck by lightning while jacking off inside of a koala exhibit, that's a little bit different. It's like, what were you doing there? Why were you jacking off? How hard were you looking at those?
You had
there's
something
so many
to do
thumbs
with it. Yeah.
in play, you know?
You have to get tested for chlamydia, too.
So embarrassing ways to die. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. So,
koala bearing ways to die.
All right, so I think Matt's
all right. I will go. I will start by saying that this was really hard for me. It's like really hard to pull all of your entire pop culture experience in one list. So I pulled the old trick of creative people will say sometimes if you handicap yourself, you can be a little more creative. So you'll see that all of my characters fit into somewhat of a common theme. And this first character was the first one I thought of, and it totally solidified what I was doing. So the first character is the athlete is Brock Sampson from the Venture Brothers.
Okay.
Is everyone familiar?
I'm familiar.
I am not.
Very familiar. Oh, man. But I am familiar with, as in I know that character.
Brock Sampson is like the ultimate man's man. but hilarious at the same time. He's basically an unkillable He-Man.
All right.
Oh, I'm looking him up. I'm down with this.
And he's voiced by the guy that does Joe from Family Guy. What's that guy's name?
Wait, are you
Patrick Warburton?
Yeah.
Are you implying that
he's great? Yeah.
Are you implying that He-Man, the regular He-Man, can be killed
by Brock Sampson? Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Venture Brothers is like one of my favorite animated shows of all time.
It's been on for
a while,
an easy
too,
right?
For me, yeah.
Yeah. Been on for probably a decade now, maybe.
Somewhere. Oh, it's over now, I think. But
It ended just.
Yeah, it was on for quite a while.
Yep.
Do you think they wear gray sweatpants in Castle Grayskull?
No.
I mean, like Skeletor, like on the weekends or whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to relax. Yeah, that's right. He-Man, can you see my dick?
For sure.
All right.
All right, Matt.
Steven's next, right?
Or no, it goes back to...
We go back.
It's back to me again.
All right.
All right, Matt, you need a virgin.
Oh, okay, so for my virgin, I went with Morty from Rick and Morty.
I was just thinking about Rick and Morty.
Nice. Who, when I was thinking through a lot of these, there was a lot of, like, one gender is kind of the stereotypical one. Usually the virgin in the movie is a girl, but I thought Morty was the perfect virgin. Mm-hmm.
I mean, saying that Morty is the perfect virgin is a little troubling, but
you know,
I think it fits the mold.
If I talked more about what I think about it, then you guys would have to unplug my microphone.
Yeah, you're definitely getting cancer.
I can reach it.
Morty.
All right.
So are we supposed to say what we think your theme is yet?
Oh, it'll be pretty obvious, but you can try.
Going to keep going? Well, I didn't know so far if it's just like cartoon characters.
Yeah, you got it.
Bam. Yep. Sweet. I love it, though. Sometimes you need to, like, I had to go through, like, different lists of movies that I've made, being like, these are the Halloween movies I'm watching right now. These are the comedies that I usually like. And then it's hard to, like you said, to pull them all together. That's why sometimes when Brent and I do these, it's like we limit ourselves even, like, more than our rules. Mm-hmm. You can kind of keep a theme, but I'm down with that. Yeah. Sweet.
Hell yeah.
All right, Jason.
All right. So my version is Jim Levinstein from American Pie. So in my movie, the cherry pie is gonna fuck him back. So, you know, with like the Warrant song "Cherry Pie" playing in the background, he's gonna take a cold drink of water, then he's gonna get a sweet surprise, put a smile on his face, or may actually his a-hole is gonna be 10 miles wide, not a smile. But anyway, that's my pick.
Wow,
that's a good virgin.
Yeah, Jason, you're kind of killing it here with you got like the horror movie tropes down, getting eaten by a pie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Oh, he's not going to get eaten by the pie.
What's that movie, The Vagina Dentata? Has anyone seen that movie?
Teeth.
Yeah, classic.
I'm going to spoil right now, not my killer, but my one of my alternates was that girl's vagina and teeth.
Nice.
Oh, mine too. Damn it.
It's up there, all right? Yeah. That movie's amazing.
It's in the top 50 for sure.
Yeah.
Or top 400, sorry.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so I'm next. Let's see here. So my version for this my film is Michael Jackson from the Thriller video. is my virgin.
Oh, nice.
He's
Brent Space says it all.
Virgin, it's a fictional character, right? I mean, he's playing a werewolf man that. So that's it for me there, guys. Pretty proud of that one.
So I'll go next there. So my virgin, or the final girl, right? That's where that comes from. It's like the last survivors.
She'll be
typically
a virgin. Basically, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
So I'm going big here, you know. it's I felt pretty safe that nobody would get this one. And I was the original list was in a different order, and I'm so lucky that this got bumped up to the top, because it means I can solidify this one. This is the one that I wanted the most out of my list. I'll say tied for second, maybe, or tied for first. So my final girl is the original Yellow Power Ranger, Trini Kwan.
Nice.
She's fucking awesome. And look, I don't want to spoil who my my killer is, but that saber-toothed tiger sword is going to come in handy. Okay? So
yeah, this is a good point you bring up, because the virgin will be the final girl. So she or he, whoever people chose this round, will be their really last member standing. So
Man, I'm proud of
in a big bad way.
I'm super proud.
I liked. Yeah, you got it. So like when we get to the killer and stuff, you know, it'll make a little more sense like who's sticking around. You have to like kind of come up with that story like Jason's doing. So
All right,
Steven. So my virgin really is just someone that I thought whenever I was picturing my team up here and who would hang out together, just someone that I think is really rad. So I'm
Steven.
Yes.
I don't want to like ruin the reveal, but I told you off the air, you can't choose me as the virgin. Okay. It's something I'm still struggling with, but I will get there eventually. Look, I'm going on year 11 of my marriage. I feel like this is my year. Okay.
I feel it's your year.
I hope so, man.
Wow.
I've heard such good things.
11 years.
This. Yeah. The 11th year, she finally let him on the same couch.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. That love seat is love seat in name only at this point, but maybe eventually.
But I wanted to choose someone fun, and I couldn't choose Brent, unfortunately. Oh. So instead, I chose Olive Pendergrast from Easy A, Emma Stone.
Oh, okay.
I almost had her on my list too.
Yeah. I almost had her as a different character as well. But she's going to be my virgin, because that's her whole thing in Easy A. Is that she's actually a virgin, but lied about it. So I just think she'd be really rad, and I would love to see her hang out at the end.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So there we go.
All right.
So then I circle back now? Mm-hmm. Is that the case? All right. So the next one is The Scholar. So also just another movie that I've been really digging on lately. And it was hard for me to choose. I really just have them hyphenated here, so I'm just going to choose one on the spot. But I really love the movie Booksmart. And for a scholar, those two leads are pretty amazing. So Amy and Molly, I'm just gonna go with Molly, because I like her more. I think she's kind of goofier and stuff. But have you guys seen Booksmart yet?
Not yet. That's directed by. It's also directed by an actress, right?
Yeah,
Olivia Wilde.
Olivia Wilde. Yeah. It's her first. What's up with? Okay, yep. I brought this up before on Mind Grenade. It's these.
We don't know what her period is like, Hector. Yeah. We just say whatever. We don't know.
That's exactly.
Maybe if
what
you
I
draw
said.
A picture of her, you'll figure it out.
Yeah. Some of these. Who is it? Krasinski, John Krasinski, and the comedian from Key and Peele, and Olivia Wilde. These first time directors come out and then just like. Knock it out of the park like right away with their first movie.
Yeah.
And then there's directors that have like went, you know, they've gone to school, they've come out, it takes some years, it takes some a handful of movies to get just where these first time actors, you know, first time direct, I'm not first time actors, but first time directors come in from being actors or comedians and then just like instantly become, you know, Hollywood darlings. In the directing community, But yeah, no, I have not watched Booksmart yet, but I'm a huge fan of everybody involved.
Mm-hmm. You love books, you love Smart. It's all right there.
Yeah.
It's all right there. It's really good. It's Beanie Feldstein is mm-hmm. the character I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. She's Jonah Hill's sister.
Right.
And she's just really funny. I like her a lot, but in this, she's really good. And then, yeah, like you said, this movie coming from Olivia Wilde, like her first thing was pretty awesome. I was trying to look up. She was just announced for another like big movie. Spider-Woman or something.
Spider-Woman.
They're still hinting at it. Maybe I'm not sure if they have.
They might want to go with somebody young. I'm even not sure how young she is, but they're probably going to want to go with like somebody in their mid-20s or. But
okay, I'll do it. Fine.
But she would be a good Spider-Woman, I thought, Olivia Wilde. But that's cool that they're getting her to direct a Marvel movie. If that
it'd be cool. Mm-hmm.
Well, I just looked it up, and Booksmart is streaming on Hulu, a service you'll have forever, Hector.
Yeah,
so
awesome.
Nice. Check it out.
Cool. I'll get my dad to watch it.
By the way, I just imagine Brent in the character of Spider-Woman, and you're flying through the air, and you've been tucking it to get the role, and they do a shot from the back.
Oh,
and
it's no. Just...
Oh, no.
Camel tail.
He's not a Spider-Woman at all.
And then
they can CGI that out. It won't take much, I'll be honest with you.
They can do the mustache, right?
The duct tape gives away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Yeah. Then things are really swinging. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Webs are flying.
That's right.
Wardrobe malfunction.
So for my scholar, you know, I want somebody who's going to be able to, when the killer attacks, he's going to be able to put the pieces together. You know, any type of tech situation comes up, this is your person. Any type of science scenario, if you need a doctor, this person can do it because they've just been written that way to be like, oh, yeah, I can also do this. I used to operate a chop shop, but now I can do this. My character, who is my scholar, is Tej Parker from the Fast and Furious franchise, played by none other than Luda Christopher Bridges.
Dude, this crossed my mind when I was filling out this this pop culture draft. I was going to try to use the entire cast of the Fast and the Furious, but I was like, oh, no, I bet you these guys are going to...
You gotta get one of there.
It's like, Hector, you can't draft an entire movie with one pick.
Yeah,
yes, I can.
Mm-hmm. Ludacris, huh? But I kind of am not surprised that these guys, Ludacris came up or Fast and the Furious came up. He is their tech guy, huh? He is their.
Yeah, just like literally any situation that requires mm-hmm. somebody to be like half smart, mm-hmm. he's your guy.
Yeah,
and he knows all about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Yeah,
as under that franchise any does
situation. Yeah. All right, who's next here? I am. All right. So for me, my scholar is going to be Hannibal Lecter. They can have him, like, you know, on the dolly with the face mask on and just wheel him around. Or let's see here. So, yeah, that's mine.
Are you sure you don't want him to be your athlete, just getting dollied around everywhere?
So to clarify, he's in the mask and the dolly the whole movie.
But
Hannibal, what do you think?
But wait, no. But the Knight Rider car can pull him around. I mean, this guy could be flying down the, you know, the forest at like 55 miles an hour.
There you go. It'll be pretty interesting with the, like, when my killer meets Hannibal Lecter. Yeah. All right. So is it Jason next, right?
Yeah. Okay, so after picking Waterboy and then Jim from American Pie, I was like, you know, I think I probably need more of a common collected character presence now. So I'm going to go with Dr. Ellie Settler from Jurassic Park. She's going to be killed not from like a velociraptor, but from a raptor traveling at high speeds, like a velocity raptor. So she's going to die from blunt force trauma. From getting hit from a small dinosaur at a high speed.
Or bird. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's later during evolution, Matt. Don't get ahead of yourself.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Please forgive me.
Blunt force trauma should be like a weed strain as well, right?
It should.
That one probably is.
Yeah.
Dude, you're giving away my theme, man.
That's pretty good.
Oh, man. It's done.
I was going to say that Dr. Ellie Sattler's outfit still gets me going. Like, 8-year-old mm-hmm. me was so hot for those tan shorts and that pink shirt and those socks and those boots.
She's not afraid to get her hands dirty, you know, some dinosaur poo or anything else.
Which actress, whom I think?
Dern.
Yeah, Laura Dern.
Okay, yeah, Laura Dern. Oh, man, I like Laura Dern.
She's coming. She should be the next Jurassic Park, right? Is that, you know,
she's
how they're
back.
Bringing,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're bringing back a lot of the older actors.
Yeah, yeah, she's going to play the T-Rex this time.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
Be good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I love
about
the
things they can do at CGI these days.
What I like about the Jurassic Park, like the new trilogy, is that T-Rex that shows up in Jurassic World with Chris Pratt is the same T-Rex from the original,
the OG.
Like they, because apparently, like they the lifespan's long enough where, like, yeah, they're like.
So how long do we have to go until eventually, like, the Tyrannosaurus Rex is like walking around with like a little walker? The walker has to be. They've got little arms. You know, it's got to be a tall walker, but
yeah,
that'd be hard to make.
It would be. You know what? Modern tech, they can do it.
All right.
If they can re-CGI Sonic, you know,
yeah,
you know, then they can do anything, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's one of those, you shouldn't be asking, can we do this, but should we?
Should we do this? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, with Sonic, they should, yeah. I wish, because my teeth are weird and my eyes are too far apart, I wish somebody could just re-CGI me, but I don't have that celebrity kind of money.
Yep, so you'll remain gross forever.
I am, I will.
Do you have Sonic's teeth? Those creepy teeth?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you buy those on eBay?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't buy those on eBay.
They were used. They were, you know, a little.
I think you bought an old man's teeth. Yeah,
I did. I might have got scammed. Yeah. A
couple were missing. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
All right. So Matt's next.
Oh, there. So I'm the last one. So for my scholar, I spent a while thinking about smart characters, and then I thought, nah, let's do about characters who pretend or think they are smart.
Oh, no, you're not drafting Ian, are you?
Yeah. No, yeah, Ian, that's my character. No, actually, I'm going to do Dr. Krieger from Archer.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Archer.
Good call.
Who is a crazy idiot, basically, is the best way to sum him up.
So, Ian.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that on the wiki for his character, it says, he goes by the title of doctor, but is not a doctor. However, he is neither the other kind either.
So I like thinking about these because in The Cabin in the Woods, like the whore in the beginning, like she's blonde because they made her blonde. Like she really wasn't that way. And then like the athlete is actually smart. Like Chris Hemsworth character is smart, but they just have to like kind of tweak them into their roles. So like really doing your own here, like you could do whatever, but I specifically like someone that would be in that cabin being like, I'm a doctor, and the rest of them not even knowing that they're not really a doctor, right? They just like are acting like the smart one the whole time. That would really fuck everything up.
Mm-hmm. And they just keep fucking things up constantly. Exactly. Aren't you a doctor?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That would be great. I like the dynamic there.
All right. So I think that's
so cool. That's through the three of them for the first part one.
That went pretty smoothly, actually. All right. So, so we're going to...
get hammered and then... Oh, sorry, what?
Yeah. No, what?
Oh, wow.
We're going to...
Really change up the second part.
We're going to smoke some blunt...
No, it fits for our show.
Yeah, we're going to go get some blunt force trauma.
Yeah, we're gonna smoke some blunt force trauma real quick, and then we're going to be back.
Well, it was Air Bud. Air Bud.
Well, both of them, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because, well, how did the Air Bud work, the strain? It's like you smoke just enough.
Well, you got to get through the being a dog phase to being a dog that plays basketball.
Oh, wow. We can throw them in Billy Bong Thornton together, for sure.
All right. So.
So, so go make sure to listen, I guess, to Let's Talk About Stuff. Brent, what episode?
Episode 167.
To continue. For part two of this. That's a great episode. Pop culture draft. Yeah, so this is... we're going to say to be continued now for the Mind Grenade portion of the pop culture draft, the Cabin in the Woods style pop culture draft.
Check it out on Let's Talk About Stuff. It's really, really good. As of right now, we haven't actually recorded it yet, but it's good. Just trust me.
It's going to be great.
Cool.
We're going to be drunk, so it's going to be way better. Fuck yeah.
All right. So we'll see you. I'm going to try.